MTB Cast.
Hey, MTB Cast. This is Rick Ashton calling in from Silverthorn. Let's see. A couple of days ago, we were coming out of the basin, and on the final drop, there was a real hard section, and all of a sudden it turned into sand. And my riding buddy from a few days, Mark Gorin from Vermont, hit that sand and went airborne over his bars and cracked a rib, bruised a kidney, concussion, was taken to the hospital to Steamboat and spent the night and got out yesterday. And I saw him in at the bike shop, Orangefield Bike Shop, and his race is finished, so he's going to be returning home. It's a sad thing to see. But after that, we headed to, the rest of us headed to Brush Mountain Lodge. Kirsten was her usual best. A lot of us didn't want to go on. We just wanted to stay there and hang out, which we did, spent the night. Next morning, we went to Orangefield, and all of us got our bikes worked on. So that took up a few hours for everybody. So it was probably a short day for most of us. From there, I went to Stagecoach Reservoir and stayed at the Hilton outhouse there at the reservoir. It's the exact same one I stayed at in my 2013 race. Great accommodations. From there, I had a hard day today, going over two passes and one watershed divide. The climb out of Radium up to Inspiration Point was really tough. Long, hard, slow climb, but had a great tailwind. And it was like a hurricane up at the top at Inspiration Point. About blew me off the road a couple of times. But on the downside into Kremlin, I hit 50 miles an hour on a dirt section with a good tailwind. Went into Kremlin to resupply and then headed out again to go over Ute Pass and then down into Silverthorn. So that's where I am now. Still having a great time. Hope to pick up some more miles tomorrow.